Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone. What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee-ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvan Army, the Arvan Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, I'll get you, my pretty. Oh, my God, it's the Wicked Witch of the North. It's Hanoi Hannah. Now, little G.I., you and your little toodoo, too.
Adrian, what are you doing, Adrian?
Oh, Hannah, you slut. You've been on everything but the Titanic. Stop it right now. I'm melting! My pretty old... But hey, here's some little advice. Don't eat at a restaurant located next to a pound.
Exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. Understand what I'm trying to say. Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me. China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take race and tell me.
Well, good morning out there, everybody.
I hope you recognize the intros that we have going there, and that is, of course, Robin Williams from one of his greatest movies, in my opinion, Good Morning Vietnam, and Eve of Destruction by Barry Maguire from 1967. And, you know, let me just jump on a soapbox here a little bit that if you didn't get out to vote yesterday, you must not be concerned about the eve of destruction that can happen before our generation is gone. You know, it's, you need to get out and vote, and can't be of the opinion that your vote doesn't matter. You know, to kind of twist a little phrase that's going around today, all votes matter. All votes matter. So if you didn't get a chance to vote in your primaries or do a caucus, then make sure you get out there for the general elections and do your obligation and get your opinion known. Well, welcome to All About Vets Radio on the warriortalkradio.com, and which is part of the Warrior Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Don U-Turn Marsh. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I'm damn proud of it. To start out the show, we always welcome your questions and comments and input. There's lots of different ways to get that done. You can go to the Warrior Talk Radio website, www.warriortalkradio.com, and check out what's going on there. You can always go to that website and look for an archive copy of any of the shows that we do. Jen's show is on Tuesday evenings, and you know, archive and listen to any of the archives. They're great. The call-in number is area code 646-595-3504. If you have something you want to chat about, mostly concerning our subject of the day, please call in and let us know your thoughts about the subject and if you like it, even if you don't like it. Again, that's area code 646-595-3504. You can check out the All About Vets website, www.allaboutvets.us. I just did some rework on that, and I added a page that is titled AAV Radio. Click on that button, and that'll take you right to the Warrior Talk Radio .com website, and there you can listen into the show live. We're also on Facebook. All About Vets is the Facebook page, and please go there and join the page and find out what's happening in the world of the veterans and our active duty military. All About Vets is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our mission is to provide support for and promote awareness of the needs of veterans and their families, as well as the needs of those currently serving in the armed forces. This radio show is on every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. And, you know, we just... every week we try and have a special guest host or hosts, as in today's show. We have co-hosts today that are going to tell you about a subject that is upcoming and happening this weekend. So it's going to be a great show. I do want to list some upcoming events that are happening. I just got notified of one that's coming up pretty soon. On April 2nd and 3rd, out at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona, in Phoenix, And you can go to www.luke.af.mil and find out some more information about the air show out at Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix this weekend. If you've never been to an air show, it's really, really fun to take the kids to, and they have static displays and planes that kids can climb around in, and you can sit in the cockpits and see how the plane operates. On April 16th, a good friend of mine, Ken Meyer, is starting out his Never Quit March for Post-Traumatic Stress Awareness. And Ken is going to be marching throughout Texas. He's got his route mapped out, and it's going to be a 628-mile Never Quit March. And the 628 symbolizes 62805 Operation Red Wings, and he's paying tribute to the 19 servicemen who lost their lives during Operation Red Wings on 62805, and the 22 veterans who lose their battle to PTS every day. You can check out his Facebook page, Never Quit March for Post-Traumatic Stress Awareness. And, you know, he sure would enjoy you joining him along the way. If you live in Texas, you know, especially check it out and see if you can join him along the march, and also donate to the cause and help us out. On the May 14th, is the 5th annual Spirit of a Hero Ride and Benefit Concert, Texas Harley-Davidson, up in Bradford, Texas, Saturday, May 14th at 11 a.m. And you can register now. This year, they've been chosen by the Kyle family to be the recipient of the 2016 Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit. So, yeah, it's just, it's going to be a great event, a nice ride. And, you know, registration begins at 9 a.m., kickstands up at 11. Register online at www.spiritofahero.org to avoid on-site registration lines. $35 per motorcycle. As always, there will be a full police escort and our signature Huey helicopter escort. Wow, that's great. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be attending that. I think Cindy's going to be out of town. But I definitely will be up there with a bunch of friends. So if you get the chance at all, please come by in Bedford, Texas on May 14th and join us on that ride. And please come up and introduce yourself to me. I'll be the one dressed in black. Oh, black leather. Well, okay. I'll be on the black trike. So that should narrow it down pretty much for you. I'll be running around there. You know, just come up and introduce yourself and say hi, and I'll be glad to chat with you about anything you have upcoming in the way of events or your organization. I have one more, and that is the New England, the 2016 New England Bone Frog Challenge. And that is May 22nd, 2016, at the Berkshire East Mountain Resort in Charlemont, Massachusetts. So, tickets are available, details. We're back on the Beast in 2016. Join us on Armed Forces Day, May 21st, for 9 miles of the best obstacles in OCR or try our 5K sprint, or better yet, do both and do the Tier 1 challenge. What better way to spend a day dedicated to pay tribute to the men and women who serve in the United States on Armed Forces Day than by running the Navy SEAL Bone Frog Challenge? That is going to be a great event. You can get tickets at www.endurancecui.active.com. Their Facebook page is called 2016 New England Bone Frog Challenge. Go there, check it out, find out everything that you need to do to participate in this great activity, and of course, all proceeds go to a great cause. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce some folks from the DEA. 40 years ago, I never thought I'd voluntarily be in talking to these fine folks from the DEA, but life changes, and so here we are. Jen, we're ready to take a break.
Marcus Cottrell. And the unique thing about everybody on the team, if you're a part of Team Never Quit, is we've all been down at the bottom, man. You've been through the hard times, and you decided that you didn't want to be back down there, and you're coming back up. I don't want anybody around here that's perfect. That can't happen. You know what I mean? I want the guys that were dragging in the trenches, man, that pulled themselves out, and then when you look at them, you're like, this is what it's all about. This is how I made something of myself. Because we're a team. It's such a diverse crew, and each and every one of them have the craziest lives, and their ability not only to have survived or gotten through that particular situation, but to stand up on stage and deliver it. I mean, everybody has a story, but being able to tell it is the thing. That's the key, man. And these guys, they can. They're great at what they do, so we're lucky to have them.
Team Never Quit Speakers represents a select group of elite warriors, athletes, and leaders handpicked and trusted by Marcus Luttrell. Experience bold, powerful talks from those who have faced extreme adversity and continue to persevere and embody the Team Never Quit mentality. We have speakers for every occasion, from Fortune 500 companies to nonprofit organizations. We work diligently to pair each speaker's unique story to an event to deliver the most powerful and riveting message. Book your speaker today. For more information, visit www.teamneverquit.com/speakers. www.teamneverquit.com/speakers.
Always trying to attend.
She would have been asked if it's all that wasted data.
Yeah.
A Team Never Quits event whenever you get a chance. And I don't know if it's just me or does anybody else think that Marcus Luttrell sounds a little bit like Elvis Presley. You might listen to him a little bit better next time and see if you agree with me. Without further ado, we are going to get our guests on for this week. And they were just on Jen's show a few weeks ago talking about this very subject, but I thought it was so important, and I have witnessed this event in the past years, and I just wholeheartedly agree with it, and I endorse it 250%. It's a great event, and it does help bring remembrance to our fallen military, active duty, and you just can't say enough about it. So right now on the phone I have Todd, Chuck, and Keith. All from the DEA, and we're on to discuss the DEA Mulch Challenge coming up this weekend, March 11th, at places worldwide, and that's what's so great about it. But I'll let them tell you about it. Todd, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks for having us on, Don. We appreciate you allowing us to have the effort to discuss this Mulch Challenge.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and I couldn't imagine not doing it. I think Chuck and Keith are both there also.
Yes, I am.
Yes, Don.
This is Chuck.
This is Keith Pilliat. I'm online too, and we also have, I don't know, Derek, are you online yet?
Yes, Derek Maltz is on as well.
Okay,
right.
So Mr. Don, as you know, Derek Maltz is the brother of the gentleman that we named this challenge after, Michael Maltz. So as you and I discussed, I thought it would be a great just a great tribute and a great idea to have him on, and he can discuss what the Maltz Challenge has meant to he and his family, you know, whenever you're ready for that.
Right. And Derek, welcome to the program. I sure appreciate you taking the time to call in and chat with us for a little bit and talk to us about your brother.
Well, first of all, I really appreciate what all you guys have done and are doing to spread the word around the United States, the importance of honoring not only the fallen warriors, but their families. And it's absolutely exciting to be part of this. I'm so happy that Keith let me know about this particular call. And, you know, I'm here to answer any questions that you may have. But obviously, from my standpoint and from my family's standpoint, we are absolutely thrilled not just to honor Michael Maltz, but to honor all of these brave warriors that have gone overseas to protect our freedoms that came back in body bags, right? So the families that are suffering around the world, this is a really, really a great tribute, and it's just hard to explain the appreciation that I personally have, and also, you know, what you guys have done to spread the word is just phenomenal. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for those kind words. And we also have Kyle Maltz. I'm sorry, Maltz, on the phone.
Hey,
Kyle,
yeah,
are you there?
I'm here live as well. Yeah, I just heard my uncle. That's my uncle Derek there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
and
how are you guys?
Doing good. Are you the son of Michael Maltz?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, that was my uncle there, Derek, and I don't think he could have said it better.
Well, thank you, Kyle, for joining us. Keith, do you want to talk a little bit about the challenge and describe it and what it consists of?
Sure. And then I know that both Derek and Kyle have to get back to the things that they were doing. But, yeah, I, not a problem at all. I'll be glad to. So, as you know, the Maltz Challenge is a physical – it's a PT event that we do in honor of all those KIA, regardless of which war, which conflict or whatever, regardless of their branch of service. But the challenge itself consists of a 400-meter run followed by 50 pull-ups, followed by either a 100-meter fireman's carry or a 200-meter farmer's walk. And if one chooses to do the farmer's walk, men are required to carry 50-pound dumbbells, and women are required to carry 25-pound dumbbells during that event. Then the fourth event is 50 dips, followed by 100 push-ups, and then 50 knees to elbows, followed by 100 sit-ups, and then it's culminated by a second 400-meter run. And then it's a pretty challenging event, Don, but anyone can do it. You just stick with it. That being said, Derek and I, it was such a wonderful thing. I used to work for Derek, as you know, and I got to have dinner with him last night, and as he mentioned, because it appears to be a little intimidating to some folks, we created, and I think Chuck, my partner in this, mine and Todd's, he created the Half Maltz Challenge, he and Todd, and so it basically just cuts things down to half. So that would be a 200-meter run, 25 pull-ups, 50-meter fireman's carry or 100-meter farmer's walk, 25 dips, 50 push-ups, 25 knees to elbows, 50 sit-ups, and a 200-meter run. And so it just cuts the whole thing in half, and I don't expect your listeners to remember all that, so they could simply go to DEA Maltz, that's MALTZ, challenge.com, and everything is there. I mean, they can register for the event. There is absolutely no charge. We do this strictly to honor the fallen. There is no cost to it. They can order a T-shirt there. The T-shirts are just beautiful. It also lists, the website will list the events in order and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's I'm waiting for you to get down to the 1/4 mulch challenge, and maybe maybe you guys can work on that, or if it comes to just maybe drinking a few beers afterwards, I can join in on that.
Hey, Don, if I can, one thing about that. We don't. I want people to know. This is Chuck. We don't have people sitting there looking over people's shoulders as they do the challenge. We want people to show up because they want to show up. Right. They want to do the challenge because they want to honor our fallen. They want to show their families the support after they go through this tragic loss. The idea is to come out and do your best. Push yourself beyond where maybe you pushed yourself the day before, the month before. What this represents is what our military goes through as just to prepare to go out and defend us and to keep the American way of life going around the world. So the idea is, again, to show up, to show your support, do your best, give it all, because – and we always have pictures of in our board there with the honorees each year. The idea is just to come out and be part of the event. That's the most important thing. So just to reinforce that, we have a lot of folks that volunteer to come out and give water out and even just give encouragement. That's what matters, is for the numbers to grow and is to people to support the event.
Amen.
And everybody helps each other too while they're doing this. I mean, there's, you know, just to assist in doing the sit-ups or whatever, and just to run with somebody, you know, just to give them encouragement and do whatever they can. It's just great. And of course, new friendships are made every year at different organizations. Where are some of the places that this is being held worldwide? Am I right in saying that a lot of the CrossFit places do it? Or
yes, that's correct, Don. This is Todd. Yes, we were in 17 countries last year, all around the world, many CrossFit gyms in the country and obviously around the country host the event. But also this year, West Point and the U.S. Air Force Academy has taken on the challenge to host it, as well as Nellis Air Force Base, Kirkland Air Force Base, and Fairchild up in the Spokane.
Hey, Don, Derek Maltz, one thing I would want to add right off the bat is the world champion Denver Broncos have put on a phenomenal event in the past, and you know, last year they produced some really professional video footage, which is available as well on the internet, and that really is special. It's, you know, coming from an NFL team, you know, with the support, and it's not just the Denver Broncos. The New York Giants and other teams have also offered the, you know, the facilities to, you know, provide to the people participating in the event.
Todd, this year, is it going to be out at Dove Valley again for the Denver?
Yes, sir. That's going to be on March 11th from 1 to 3. And then we're going to have a General Edwards. He's a two-star general from the Colorado National Guard will be out there as well.
Great. Great guy. He's a huge supporter. He does so much for the military and veterans community. He's always obtainable and reachable, and just a great guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Derek, your brother Michael was TIA 23 March 2003 in Afghanistan, if I remember correctly.
Exactly. The helicopter crashed with five other folks on board that also died in the, you know, the tragic accident.
Right. And wasn't there somebody who was on the evacuation to evacuate some sick children from Afghanistan, from Afghani children to the hospital?
Yeah, I mean, that's what was reported. I mean, of course, like the pararescue units in Afghanistan were working on a lot of missions, so it's really unclear exactly, you know, what happened, but as far as the Air Force accident investigation report, it was documented that this particular mission was to rescue some Afghan children, and unfortunately, you know, due to weather and, you know, conditions in Afghanistan, the helicopter crashed in the side of the mountain. One thing I wanted to add, which was really, really special for me, you know, I worked, you know, 28 years in the DEA, and as part of my job, you know, I was over in Afghanistan, and the DEA and some other folks down there from DOD, you know, sent me on a helicopter, you know, trip right over the mountain where my brother's helicopter crashed, and I was able to throw a wreath down on the site, which was really special for, like, closure. And unfortunately, you know, not many other people have that opportunity, so I was very blessed to be able to do that and to, you know, share the photographs with Kyle and Cody and my family. But again, you know, these guys, you know, Todd and Chuck and Keith, you know, created something that's just fascinating and just so important for the families, and especially in the time we live in now in this world that is absolutely crazy in the sense that we have threats all over now that are, you know, not just, you know, in Afghanistan and Iraq, but now, you know, direct threats to our country. So it's important that the American people unite and understand, you know, what these folks are doing for our freedom. You know, it's absolutely sickening to hear some of the stories, and I'm not playing politics at this moment. I'm just speaking from my heart. These veterans are coming back from, you know, these war zones, and a lot of times they're coming back to broken families and divorce situations. They don't have a lot of money. They don't make a lot of money, and they can't even go see a doctor. I mean, that is absolutely insane. And, you know, so maybe, you know, these events and other types of, you know, public awareness campaigns will bring more positive attention to what these brave soldiers have done for all of us.
Well, as you know, and Jan and I just talked about this last night on her show, is that the awareness that these kinds of events bring to the public is, you know, you can't, you can't pay for it. I mean, it's just our government is not doing it. They're not helping to bring awareness to it and to the plight of the veteran and the active duty military. It's, so grassroots organizations and events like the Maltz Challenge, we need to step up and do it, and you guys are doing a hell of a job. How many participants, even when they sign up for it, may not be fully aware of what it's about or who it's for, or I'm so ashamed to even say that there's so many people out there that don't even know there's a war going on, you know, completely oblivious to it. So
yep. People forget, you know, they have short memories, and the one thing that I feel that the Maltz Challenge is absolutely doing is it's creating more of an awareness. People are asking more questions. They're paying attention to it. And what I really like about the Maltz Challenge is, you know, they're not charging any fees. They're not forcing people. So the folks that are joining in on the Maltz Challenge, it's a significant sign of respect for the soldiers and for the heroes and their families. So that's what the most, you know, rewarding thing, you know, as you watch people contributing, you know, their time and jumping into these strenuous workouts just to show their respect. But they're starting to ask questions. People want to know how it is that a vet could wait a month or two or three to see a doctor. And then they get depressed, and then they have mental issues, and then, God forbid, there's a suicide involved. And then it's even more devastating. This is unacceptable, and hopefully in this country people will start waking up. And thanks to you, Don, and the guys on the phone, we're going to do everything that we can to spread the word.
Yeah. Well, a few weeks ago I did a program on a gentleman from South Carolina that lost his battle with cancer. He had to wait a year to get an examination through the Veterans Affairs clinic in his area. And they told him, they insisted that he only had hemorrhoids. You know, it was just, you know, it's so sad. And he even went and testified to Congress about the situation. But He just could not get an appointment, and by the time he did, it was way too late. So,
you know, not to get into the politics, but would it be that difficult to issue an identification card to every veteran, and then when they have to see a doctor, they make an appointment with any doctor that they want, and they get a set fee, they pay the doctors a set fee, and it's a system of efficiency. So people no longer have to wait. They have a unbelievable, you know, health insurance, you know, coverage where they can actually see a doctor and get, you know, the proper medical attention that they need,
yeah,
as opposed,
yeah,
to what's happening now. I mean, this is a very, very serious issue. And again, like I said, I will continue, you know, in any way I can to spread that word. And I really am playing the politics, you know, of it, but it's just it's a real world issue that's unacceptable.
Yeah. Well, I consider it a humanitarian subject. You know, it's, you know, for the sake of our veterans and active duty military, I strongly concur with everything you just said, and I've said that forever. Just give me a card, let me go to a doctor, and, you know, let the process the paperwork. Why can't it be like Medicare or any, like an insurance, you know, just process it through the VA, and I don't know. Hey,
yeah, you're right on point.
I don't know.
Mr. Don, it's Keith Billiatt. If Kyle, I know Kyle had another appointment he had to get to. If he's still online, Kyle, are you still online?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Kyle,
okay,
would
good.
You mind, if you're fine with it, Mr. Don, you know, the rest of us are all kind of, I don't want to say washed up, but this would be, just for your younger listeners, I'd like to hear Kyle let your listeners know what the Malt Challenge has meant to him. He was a young guy who, you know, it breaks my heart to even speak of it, but lost his dad at a very young age, and he and his brother, so you will know, they've been involved since day one. I mean, from the first year that we've done the challenge, they participate in the challenge each year. So I think it might be neat for your listeners to hear a younger person's perspective on what the challenge means to him.
Yeah, Kyle.
Yeah, I can jump right in. You know, I guess the biggest thing for me, first of all, it's a great event. Every year I'm both scared and excited for it. So I've done it for, you know, years and years now. But I do the full Malt Challenge. So, it's quite a workout. But for me, I guess really if I have to describe the event, first of all, it's a great time to get together with a bunch of individuals I don't know personally. And I try to go to different areas each year. And in fact, I'm going to actually be in Spokane at Fairchild this year. With the Seer School out there, they're putting on a big event. They have a lot of people turning out for that this year. And, you know, really the event for me is a chance to celebrate people that are as selfless as possible, right? And I think my father really encapsulates that, just selflessness, individuals that really have put themselves out there for other people they may not know, may not be involved in, or have any personal relationship with, but have lost their lives, right, by their selflessness. So, that's really it's a great event for me to reflect. I think in all ways people are pretty connected to individuals that we may not be celebrating, but it represents at the event. So it's a really good time to do some reflection on that. It's a great event, just period, to come out and meet people, to train for. I myself find myself physically training to get ready for the event every year, so that's a great reason to be involved. That's really, if I had to say one thing, it's selflessness is really what it celebrates, is people who have put themselves out there on the line for other individuals. So hopefully that filled
Kyle,
you in a little bit more.
Kyle, where did you say you were going to do it at this year?
Yeah, so I'm going to actually be out at Fairchild. My friend Bethany Stanton is putting that on. She's a Sierra School instructor out there. She is going to be hosting the event. And I know they're going to be honoring a fallen soldier out there. I can't remember the name now. But their family is going to be out there as well. And I'll be out there with my mother and brother doing the event this year. And, I believe there's quite a handful of individuals that are going to be involved out of Fairchild this year. So
That's Fairchild Air Force Base over in Spokane, Washington, right?
Yeah, exactly, where the Sears School is.
Right, right. So I never made it there in my Air Force career, but I don't know, it's one place I just happened to miss. But, well, that's great. If you're in the Washington State area right now and you get a chance.
If possible. The event is going to be held on the 17th and 18th at Fairchild, too, if anyone's interested in joining there. So that's the Friday. They're going to be doing it, I believe, at 9 a.m. and also on Saturday. So, and I personally will only be there on Saturday. But, again, that's both days, Friday and Saturday, 17th and 18th.
Okay. And, Derek, where are you going to be? Are you participating this year?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to participate only because of my current situation and some conflicts on the personal side, some medical issues that have come up. So, unfortunately, this year I cannot. But, you know, obviously I'm following it very closely. You know, in the past I've dialed in and have kind of motivated some of the groups out there in the streets before they start the event. And certainly I will try to do as much as I can to, you know, participate. But, you know, at the end of the day, I really love collecting the photos and the videos and just sharing them with my family. It's been so much fun and so important.
Yeah. Well, it's, again, it's a great event, and I think that's how we, the Dietz family and I first met Todd was through the Maltz Challenge when he contacted Cindy and Dan concerning honoring Danny Dietz that year. What was that, about 4 years ago?
Yeah, Todd? 2011. Yep, 2011 was when we honored Danny.
Okay, and that was held over in Denver, and we've been aware of the event ever since then, and it's just, you know, and, you know, I just take our example, because we had not heard of it and we didn't know what it was about until we met Todd and did some research on it and then participated in it. And Cindy's daughter Tiffany and son Eric did the event, and our son-in-law Alex did the event that year, and it was just a lot of fun and we had a great time. So it's some of the honorees this year are Navy SEAL Michael Murphy from Operation Red Wings, Navy SEALs Stephen Matt Mills, who's from right here in Bastrop, Texas, and you know, just all over, you know, the names are coming in. So
Hey Don, if I can, yeah, real quick, this is Chuck. Just on the honorees, I just want folks to know also, we tend to focus, and we can't help but to what we see in the news every day, and the current military operations that are taking place, or the most recent ones. But we honor veterans, any conflict that has taken place throughout the years. This year we have an Army private who was killed in 1945. And so ours is about, we show families throughout the spectrum that we remember. And so we honor everybody through any conflict, our active duty military, Coast Guard personnel who've died, KIA, in any conflict throughout time representing the United States.
Right. And I also see that you're honoring DEA agents also.
This is very rare. The only reason that we allow this to be a part of our challenge, because our challenge actually concentrates on military. That's what our event is about. But those agents died in a military operation that alongside Special Forces personnel that were on the helicopter with them. So, yes, we are honoring three of our own, but it was a very specific and very different circumstances, very rare.
Well, so tragic for the loss, and
commitment, but it's again, they deserve to be honored right along with the active duties that suffered the same loss at the same time. So pretty much the main event is happening this coming weekend, around the 11th of March, but it can happen at a later date or sometime in the following week, depending.
Yeah, we do have, we actually have West Point, which is doing it, at least the last we heard is on the 10th. Our main event is on the 11th of March, but we also have, such as we have an office in West Palm Beach that is conducting theirs on the 9th. And it's just, again, the idea is find a way to honor our military, find a way to honor our fallen and their families. We obviously choose a day every year because we want people to try to do. The idea behind this was to do it all in one day to represent those folks remembering sacrifices of our military. But if you can't, set up an event or do it when you can. The idea, again, is just taking the time to reflect and remember.
And I might just follow in with what Chuck's saying is people get intimidated with the amount of reps that need to be required on the challenge, but we have families bring out their kids, and I brought my 10-year-old daughter out there last year, and she participated and did her best, and so that's all we ask, just everybody come out, do your best, and nobody's counting your reps, just come out to honor the fallen, and what a better way to do it, so...
Yeah, the other thing, Don, that I want to highlight is, to me, the way I look at this is that, you know, these three guys on the phone, they planted a seed. But the great Americans that are out there around the world just completely embraced the idea and the concept. And now that seed has grown into an amazing product. And it's just going to continue when more and more people start recognizing the purpose of the event. And what it really is doing, it's highlighting these sacrifices and highlighting the families and making people feel more comfort, you know, that they've lost their loved ones, but they're going to continue to carry on and to support anybody out there that has lost family members in the conflicts around the world.
Well, as you know, Jan and I are big supporters of this event, and we really appreciate all that you're doing. Todd, are you going to be at Dove Valley, or are you going down to the Academy?
So I'll be at Dove Valley. Actually, Keith is coming out, and he'll be at Dove Valley with me on the 11th. And then Keith Billiott, he's coming down.
Okay.
He's coming from Chicago, flying out here. And then on the 12th, we'll be down at the Air Force Academy. So it'll be quite a weekend for us, and we're just thrilled to see what you know, what the cadets do down there. And as everybody's said, it's just an amazing to see what the Americans are doing. They have a love for the military, and this is just one way to remember these guys and bring awareness to them and remember the Gold Star families and the sacrifices that they have gone through.
Well, give Cindy a call. She's on a plane on her way to Denver right now, and she's going to be there for a couple of weeks. So I don't know if she was fully aware that the event was happening this weekend. I know she's going to be babysitting the kids for part of the time, but give her a buzz and remind her, and she'll come out to Dove Valley.
Yeah, we'd love to have her out there. I'll get a hold of her.
Okay, appreciate that. So, any final thoughts, any of you? Kyle, I sure appreciate you calling in, and... again, I'm sorry for the loss of your dad. His name will live on, and I'm sure he's looking down and smiling and saying, "What a great event!" And he's so proud of you and Derek and everything you're doing to promote this activity.
Yeah, thank you, Don, for having us all on. Appreciate you giving us a chance to talk about the event, and looking forward to seeing everyone hopefully come out to the event. So,
hey, Don, one final comment I'd like to make, only because it's just kind of highlights not just my brother Mike, but all of these fallen warriors, is that Mike trained his entire life in the military, you know, rescue people and doing operations. But when 9/11 hit, he was actually excited to be able to go over and fight the bad guys. He actually was so thrilled to finally get an opportunity to put all that excellent training into action. So it's just kind of, it gives you a little insight as to, you know, these guys in the military and what they really are about, what their personalities and what their genetic makeup is about. So I just wanted to highlight that.
Yeah, I was just talking with Jen about something like that on that same subject, is that these guys and gals, too, I mean, they've trained and trained and trained countless hours, days, weeks, months to, you know, obtain the high degree of skill that they have. And I think when they get the opportunity to use it, they are so excited, and the adrenaline has got to be flowing and pumping. And it's something they love to do and they want to do it, and nobody is forcing them. You know, it's just, I can't even begin to imagine the feeling that they get when they go into an operation. So, well, you guys, I appreciate everyone calling in and taking the time to let us know about the Mulch Challenge for this year. And if any of you have any final thoughts, feel free to let me know now.
Chuck, why don't you go first, and then Todd Gregory, and then I'll wrap it up.
Okay. This is Chuck again. I just want to let you know, all your listeners know. First off, thanks for the Maltz family members for joining us, Derek, Kyle. We
absolutely
appreciate it. We just want everybody else also to know, all the guys that are listening, the gals that are listening out there, that there are people. You're not just loved, you're beloved. This event is about our military, the sacrifices you go through. You can also use the website to honor people and to suggest them as honorees for next year. Take advantage of that. Reach out to us in any way you want to be a part of this. There are people out there thinking about you, not just us, and you can tell by how rapidly that this event has grown. And again, this is an international event, and I've done this when I was stationed overseas down South America with my South American counterparts. I mean, people all over recognize our military, people all over the world, and it's because of great people who join and are part of it. So thank you very much to everybody, and hopefully we'll see you on March 11th or on a day before or after, somewhere around that. Join in and honor our fallen.
Yeah. Yeah, I just said in that what Chuck says, and you know, thanks to everybody, but it really has grown just due to people like Don and radio shows, and Jen allowed us to come on to get the word spread out, because people don't know about us or maybe haven't heard about us, but by your venue, certainly getting the word out. And as Chuck says, just visit the website, see what we're about. It's just honoring the families and bring on recognition to them, and not forgetting the Gold Star families as well, and just realizing the sacrifices they've gone through. So that's about all I have to add.
Well, Don, it's Keith, and you know, I salute the guys. I really appreciate, as Chuck said, the Mulch family being part of this this radio talk show this morning, and it's always you know, such a joy to us. I think I can speak for all three of us, Chuck, myself, and Todd, that the biggest, the greatest thing that we get out of this is when we hear these families say, hey, thank you. You know, you haven't forgotten about our son or our daughter or my dad or my brother or my sister or my mother. It's just a huge, huge, hugely gratifying thing to us. And the other thing I would say is that this is an American thing. It's not a, you know, it's not a political thing, as Derek said, one way or the other. This is an American thing, because regardless of what your beliefs are, If you're an American citizen, these people are suffering and dying for you. So it's that sort of event. It's like the most patriotic thing that I can think of to take part of, and I've just been honored to be a part of it all these years. And so thanks to you, Don, for having us on, and God bless the U.S., and let's just keep doing it. You know, let's keep honoring the fallen.
Yeah, thank you so much. And again, thanks to Derek and Kyle for coming on. I really appreciate it. It just means the world to me. So
thank you, John. I appreciate you having us on. And if you need anything, just feel free to contact me anytime.
Okay, we'll do that. And you're always welcome in a couple of weeks to call back in and tell us how it went. Wherever you did the event, Todd, any of you guys, please feel free to call in and we'll chat for a couple of minutes, and you can give us a debriefing on what happened and how you guys did.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Appreciate the offer there, Don. We'll definitely do that with you.
Okay, you guys have a great day and be careful out there. And we'll be chatting with you later. Thanks again for calling in.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, everybody, that was we're so blessed to have our good friends from the DEA agency on there today. And, of course, Derek and Kyle Maltz. Derek is the brother, and Kyle is the son of Michael Maltz, who was killed, who's an Air Force Master Sergeant, and he was killed in Afghanistan at the Maltz Challenge coming up this week, and probably until the end of March, or at least for the next 2 weeks. And again, if you didn't get the website, please go to DEAMaltzChallenge.com, and you can register there or find out where the closest one to you is. Again, that's DEAMaltzChallenge.com, and you know, check out and see what's happening there, and you know, join in, take advantage of it. I want to remind everybody that Friday's coming up, and it's Red Shirt Friday. Remember, everyone deployed, put on a red shirt if you possibly can at some time during the day, and bring awareness to all of our men and women that are still on active duty and deployed overseas in dangerous area. Our next show will be next Wednesday, March 9th, on warriortalkradio.com. And you definitely want to join in and check out allaboutvets.us, and that has a link on it to the warriortalkradio.com. In the meantime, until next week, I'll see you on the internet.